This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The UN Weather Agency calls it a red alert. Record-smashing increases last year in temperatures and greenhouse gases. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the planet is on the brink. Fossil fuel pollution, he said, is sending climate chaos off the charts. Now to what Donald Trump said about Jews and Democrats and the pushback. The AP's Jennifer King has all of this.
In a wide-ranging interview with conservative commentator Sebastian Gorka, carried on Salem Radio Network, Trump was asked about Democrats' growing criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over his handling of the war in Gaza. Trump responded, "I actually think they hate Israel," and went on to say, quote, "Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion. They hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves because Israel will be destroyed," unquote. Jonathan Greenblatt with the Anti-Defamation League said accusing Jews of hating their religion because they might vote for a particular party is defamatory. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Israeli military says it's killed more than 50 militants in its ongoing raid at the biggest hospital in the Gaza Strip, the Shifa Hospital. Health officials in Gaza say the fighting in the Israel-Hamas war has now killed almost 32,000 Palestinians since the start of the war. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Germany at a meeting of defense leaders from around the world, and this morning he promised this.
The United States will not let Ukraine fail. This coalition will not let Ukraine fail, and the free world will not let Ukraine fail.
But Congress remains stalled over funding to send more weapons to Ukraine as it battles Russia. There are presidential primaries in five states today. Today's primary states are Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. This is AP News. Now to Powerball. Ever wish you won that $1 billion in last October's jackpot? Well, now we've got a name.
California has revealed the person representing a group of winners of the second largest U.S. lottery jackpot. Theodore Strujic represents a group of winners who bought the winning Powerball ticket last October. The jackpot was $1.765 billion, the second largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever. The ticket was sold at a store in the small mountain town of Fraser Park in Kern County, California. The family-owned business received a $1 million bonus for selling the jackpot ticket. Calls from the AP to Strujic's telephone listing have run busy, and a local TV station found no one at his home after his name was released on Friday. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Brazil's police are accusing former President Bolsonaro of criminal association and falsifying his own COVID vaccination data. He's been indicted. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.